WMISFM 92.1, The River, the Beaver Radio Network, Beaver Fever finale here, and Kelly Schultz, along with Amy Peltzer, a senior guard from the BSU women's basketball team out of Little Uppsala, Minnesota. We were just talking off the air, Amy, about getting out and seeing the world now that you're graduating from BSU. What are your plans?
Yeah, I'm planning on just going home for a little bit for about a year and maybe taking some more prerequisites because I plan on going to grad school, to physician's assistant school. So
that's admirable and ambitious.
Yeah, for sure.
Why did you decide to do that route?
Ever since I was little, I always knew I wanted to do something in healthcare, and I tried out nursing, and it just wasn't for me, so I thought maybe physician's assistant route would be good for me.
Well, you finished with an incredible career here at BSU. You were the first all-NSIC first-team member since 2007-08, and of course, the same position as Amy Lawson was. She was the last Beaver to be named to the all-NSIC team, and I know when I first came to BSU, what an incredible athlete she was, but watching you was just as much fun. What was it like being part of this Beaver basketball team for 4 years?
It was amazing. It was just been a blessing being able to play with, like, my teammates. They're some of my best friends, and just having the coaching staff that we had, they were pretty awesome too. It was just awesome.
4 seniors this year, you, Hannah Zarr, Allison Cordes, and Tatum Sheely. What will you remember about your 3 fellow seniors the most?
Well, they're some of my closest friends, so I just think I'm getting to play the game I love with them every day. That was probably the best moments.
What's probably your favorite memory on the court?
I'd say probably favorite memory is, I'd say getting my 1,000 point very close to Tatum and Sierra. They're like 2 of my closest friends, and just being able to experience that with them was pretty great.
And how fun was it this season that you 3 did it all, like you said, within games of each other?
Very cool, very cool. It doesn't happen very often, so getting able to, or being able to experience that was pretty great.
All right, you finished 5th all-time in BSU, 313 assists, 186 3-pointers. You also finished 5th in BSU's record books. You had 73 of those this season. That's a lot of 3-pointers. You were hitting them, weren't you?
I guess so. Must have just got hot.
And you said you finished with over 1,106 points. What do those records and those accolades mean to you?
I mean, it's pretty great that I was able to do pretty well during like my college experience, and I'll just be able to look back and just be able to cherish these moments when I'm older, and being able to tell my kids and family. I think that's probably like the best part.
Well, your team got better through your 4 years, some changes in coaching, and your team had the most conference wins this season since 2013-14. Things are looking up for this team, aren't they?
Definitely, yeah. Coach Seville is an amazing coach, and she's great for the program, and I think she's just going to keep building and building, and they're going to keep getting better and better.
Well, not only as a coach, but we were talking off the record. She is going to Kenya with one of your fellow teammates, Tatum Sheely.
Yeah.
For a mission trip. Okay, that says a lot about the character of a coach.
Exactly.
When they're doing stuff like that outside of the basketball court, doesn't it?
Yeah, she's a great human. Great human. Yeah.
Great role model.
She's very cool. Very awesome. Yeah.
What's going to be the one thing that you're going to take away from BSU that you go, well, I'm happy I learned that?
Honestly, I just think cherish every moment you have because it goes by so fast. Like my roommates and I were talking the other day, and we literally feel like we're freshmen. Like we remember just coming here, being freshmen, walking into the basketball court and just being so scared. Like it's just crazy. It goes by so fast. And we'll remember all those great moments we had, and it was so great.
You as an athlete, the dynamic of the men's and women's basketball teams are so different than any of the other sports because you guys travel together to your conference games on the road. What was it like having them cheer you guys on and vice versa? And just that, was it kind of like having brothers around?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, sometimes the long bus rides with them, that kind of gets on because you like to stretch out and you're doubled up in a seat. But other than that, yeah, it's nice to being able to watch like your great friends too, like the guys. And I don't know, it's just a great bonding experience.
How much did you guys fight over what movies you were going to watch on the road?
I don't know. I feel like the girls picked more often than the guys. But Not too bad, actually.
Did they ever complain about those chick flicks and stuff?
I feel like some of the guys actually like them, but...
I love it. I wish Ben Best was still here.
I'm sure he liked them, too.
Could have asked him. I know a lot of times when people come to college and they play a sport, you leave here with those memories and those friendships. But obviously down the road someday when you get married or your teammates get married, I mean, how tight-knit is this group? Are you going to end up being a bridesmaid or have them part of that special day someday?
Definitely, for sure. Yeah. Well, I live with five other basketball girls, so we're very tight, and I think we will be part of each other's weddings.
Upsala, Minnesota to Bemidji. Not much of a culture change, but why did you choose BSU when you did?
When I came down here, it just felt like family, and I love how it's on the lake, and I don't know, it just felt right when I walked on campus.
If you could work anywhere, where would you want to work? Like, what state? Do you have, like, an idea of where you want to head?
Somewhere warm, because this weather here is...
Yeah.
I love the season change, but I love warm weather. Like for spring break, my family always goes somewhere warm, like Mexico. So I don't know, like maybe Arizona, Florida, California. I don't know. I like the East Coast too. So I don't know, just kind of for PA school, I want to try to apply to a lot of different states and just see where that takes me.
Well, Amy, I'm sure you will be successful at that, as successful as you were here at BSU. Thanks so much for always being so candid, and we've enjoyed interviewing you. Good luck to you the rest of the way.
Thanks for having me.
That was Amy Pelzer, the BSU women's basketball team, a senior graduating this year, all NSIC first team, and had a great career here at BSU. We come back, we'll visit with another one of our athletes here. It's a Beaver Fever Friday on the Beaver Radio Network.